Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
And I'm live in Studio A with Ruthie Foster. Ruthie, and you brought your band with you. That was a pleasant surprise. I thought it was just going to be me and you this morning.
Yeah, surprise. Well, we're out on a, what is it, a band outing? Family day. All right. This is a family band after all. So we thought, well, why not?
Well, it's better than leaving them out in the bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ruthie Foster will be playing tonight at the Midland Theater in Newark, Ohio, also performing Vance Gilbert, I believe.
Yes, and my old pal.
All right. Well, I'll have some questions for Ruthie in a few minutes, but first, the band's going to play something for us. What's the name of this one, Ruthie?
This one is a Sister Rosetta Tharpe song. She called it Up Above My Head, There's Music in the Air. And that's what we call it, too. Yeah. Above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere. Somewhere up above my head.
Ruthie Foster, live in Studio A, covering Sister Rosetta Tharpe on that one. The Truth According to Ruthie Foster, however, those are all songs you wrote, right? Or most of them, at least?
About
a
half.
A lot of them? Okay.
Yeah, about half of those.
And it was described as a soundtrack to a young, remarkable life. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about growing up? And you had a really large family, a truck-driving uncle, I think?
Yeah, I had an uncle who drove trucks in and out of Texas and Louisiana, and he would drop off his record collection at our house. And so I learned a lot about old blues and soul through his collection. And I had a big family that sang gospel every, you know, we had Wednesday choir practice night, and Sundays we definitely spent out at my grandmother's and at church. So a lot of gospel in the background, a lot of blues and old soul.
All right. Can you introduce your band for us, please?
Yeah, you heard on the guitar from around these parts here, Mr. Hatton Sayers is playing with us.
Oh, welcome.
Woo! Mm-hmm. He plays around these parts quite a bit. And on the drums, well, it's a percussion setup from Houston, Texas. Miss Samantha Banks is playing.
Good morning.
And on bass guitar, 5-string bass, by the way, my cousin from Houston, this is Tanya Richardson.
All right. And I think you've got a ways to go to your next gig, right?
I do.
A long drive, maybe more than a drive?
Oh, well, you're talking about Switzerland?
Yeah, that's the one I saw on your website.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm heading to Switzerland. Well, we're flying into Zurich on Monday of next week and be out in that area and going over to Amsterdam to play around Halloween.
And the Blind Boys of Alabama, I believe, will join you at that show. You said Vance Gilbert's an old friend. Mm-hmm. What about the Blind Boys of Alabama?
Oh, yeah. I've known about, if you've been in music, you know, you for any amount of time, you know about the Blind Boys of Alabama. Again, those old records that my uncle had and records that my mom had, she had a lot of gospel records. And Blind Boys were definitely part of that listening format for me. A lot of Blind Boys and a lot of preaching, too. My mother listened to albums that had preachers on them, like Reverend C.L. Franklin, Aretha's father.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of gospel.
Well, it looks like you've been teamed up with a lot of folks, like Clarence Beccaro will join you in Amsterdam, and mm-hmm. Seth Walker down in Texas. Eric Bibb, I guess, will be joining you for some shows. Mm-hmm. But what about the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise? Can you tell us anything about that? Have you been on it before?
Yeah, this will be our third year doing this one. And the first year, I had to stay on the boat for a little while. Had to stay in my cabin for a little bit. You know, I'm an ex-sailor, but I still had a problem with the waves, you know, after a while. But, yeah, it was a good time. We played 7 days out at sea, pretty much just cruising the Caribbean. And bands, I think there's maybe there's tons of stages. Yes. And there's music 24/7. And bluescruise.com is pretty much where you... You know, that's where the party is. It's this boat, the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise. Taj Mahal was there. Got a chance to hang out with Shamika Copeland, the last cruise we did. And that's Samantha's amen. And feel free to chime on in if anybody else that stands out. Buckwheat Zydeco.
Eating's great. Come to eat.
Well, you know, you put a band on a boat that's got 24/7 music and food. It's pretty much 24/7. We happy.
Yes, we are.
Now, you said you're a sailor. Are we talking about the Navy here?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You were in a Navy band as well. How long did that last?
As long as I needed that. It was 3 years. I did 3 years in a band, and I did a year working out in San Diego on helicopters. I was an aviation storekeeper, and they put me out on the flight line for about 2 minutes, and then that didn't last very long. It's just, you know, you got $6.5 million worth of bird, and you got this Texas chick just kind of not really wanting to be there. I'd rather be playing music. So yeah, it was an interesting time. I went to the Navy with a lot of music experience, and I actually got in the Navy to get away from music for a little bit, take a little break. And I did that for a year, and then I got back and through the Navy band and spent the rest of my time just really playing throughout the Southeast and had a really, really great time doing that. I did 3 Mardi Gras with the Navy band.
So you joined the Navy to get away from music? Things don't always go according to plan, do they?
You know, I follow whatever the universe just kind of blows me. You know, I'm just really having a good time, you know, experiencing life. And that's what I write about in my tunes. A lot of the songs that you're hearing come from my CDs about my life experiences. And I think, you know, for any musician, that's what it's about. You want to write about what you know.
Well, thanks again for stopping by today. Ruthie Foster and her band live in Studio A. They'll be at the Midland Theater in Newark tonight, also performing its Vance Gilbert. Could we hear another one, Ruthie?
You may.
Well,
we've got a... I just happen to have a song that I wrote in the style of Sam Cooke, and I call it Another Rain Song. Thought that would be appropriate.
That don't bother me none. Sit on my right at home, singing my song, yeah. But another day for rain, rain song. Oh, stressful troubles, if you want me, you can find me resting easy in my quiet chair. Oh, look for me, I'm sitting right there. Oh, oh, looks like another day for a rain song. That don't bother me none. Sit on my right at home, singing my song. Solitude, oh, and I shall not be moved, shall not be moved. Oh, looks like another day for a rain song. I got empty pockets that don't bother me none. Sit on my right. Singing my song, yeah. About another day for rain. Oh, another day for rain. Oh, looks like another day for rain. Another rain song. Another rain song.
Another great song from Ruthie Foster. She'll be performing live at the Midland Theater tonight. That's in Newark, Ohio, also with Vance Gilbert. And on your CD, The Truth According to Ruthie Foster, you got quite a lineup of musicians helping you out there. Did you assemble these people? Just a couple names I'll toss out there, like Robin Ford and Jim Dickinson. Were these your picks, or how did that all work out?
Well, you know, I had like a top five, and it went down to top three. And then, Chris Goldsmith, the producer, has the phone numbers to a lot of musicians throughout the world. And so I just gave him my top pick, and he managed to find just about everybody I really wanted. Robin was definitely the first person we wanted to work with.
Sounds like a handy guy to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well connected.
Yeah, and you know, we recorded it in Memphis because we wanted that feel, definitely want to keep that soul feel that the, you know, Stax Records and all that, those guys came out of. And that's how we ended up with Wayne Jackson on horns from the Memphis Horns, and Charles Hodges on B3, that beautiful B3 that you hear on all of the Al Green stuff. Yeah, and just a lot of, and Jim Dickinson, you know, may he rest, came up, and he played a lot of the keys on a couple of tunes. He played keys and actually played piano on a few songs.
Well, the CD sounds fantastic. You were on major label for a while, but chose not, or just didn't work out, maybe. Can you talk about that a little bit?
It was more of a development deal, and it came about at a time when I was looking to expand my music, my music career and horizons, really. It gave me a chance to be in New York. I took the deal. It wasn't a great deal, but I figured I would definitely learn a lot, and I did. I had a chance to live in New York and work with some of the best songwriters in the world. And but you know, New York, it
sounds,
kicked me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I really did. I got a chance to live my dream, which was just walking around the village with a guitar on my back on my way to my show. And I did that for 3 years, and I had a really great time learning how to be the best songwriter that I can be.
All right. Well, you've got a website, ruthiefoster.com, and also
do.
MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, the whole thing.
Yeah.
If people want to just go to one of those and find out more about you, which one would you personally recommend
out? Let's just start off with the website, ruthiefoster.com, and then the rest links up to, I think Facebook is like the big thing right now. Everybody's keeping up with that. So, yeah, let's start off with
Seems
the website.
Like it. All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by. I did notice on your, I think it was your website, a photo, and you're up on stage with like Warren Haynes and Derek Trucks.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, you know, Warren does the Christmas Jam over in Asheville, North Carolina every year in December. And I was one of the many artists who were asked to come and hang. And I accepted and had a really great time. I think it was about 4 a.m. when that picture was taken. There was a lot of jamming. A lot of great people. Got a chance to sing with the Allman Brothers Band, and that just, at, you know.
It, that was okay, wasn't it?
It worked. Yeah. It worked. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, you didn't want to miss anything, which is why everybody stayed up and just, you know, until sunrise, because there was music going on all night for about 2 or 3 nights. And Warren and his band were really, really gracious to give me a chance to come out and do that with them.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and bringing your band with you.
Yeah.
Ruthie Foster, again, playing at the Midland Theater in Newark, Ohio, tonight with Vance Gilbert. And I'd love to hear one more song from you if you've got it in you.
I think
so. I'm sure
so.
You do.
We've got one. We've got one in C sharp that for you folks playing along out there. This is a Patty Griffin song that I've always loved. She calls it "When It Don't Come Easy." Red lights flashing down the highway, wondering if we're ever gonna get home. Wondering if we're ever gonna get home tonight.
was getting rough. Best intentions may not be enough. Wondering if we're ever gonna get home tonight. But if you break down, I'll drive out and find you. If you forget my love, I'll try to remind you. Yeah, and stay by you. Yeah, when it don't come easy. Well, when it don't come easy. Some change will come year after year. What we do is undone. Time gets moving from a crawl to a run. Don't know if we're ever gonna get home. You're out here walking down the highway, and all the signs got blown away. Sometimes you wonder if you're walking in the wrong direction. But if you break down, I'll drive out and find you. Oh, and if you forget my love, I'll try to remind you. Yeah, and stay. Down the highway, wondering if we're ever gonna get home. Wondering if we're ever gonna get home tonight.